Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, and if you're like me, you're a massive fan of anime and currently loving the new season of anime over on Crunchyroll, so you're in the right place. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss new weekly episodes, much like this. And right now, I've been kind of dabbling in a lot of different anime. I've got so many on the go at once. Luckily, they're all the kind of new ones, a lot of them, so it's kind of like a week-by-week kind of basis, so I'm not trying to marathon them. The only one I'm actually continuing to try and marathon before April is One Piece. I'm currently on 1035, I believe, so I'm not far off. I think I have to watch like 4 or 6 episodes a day, and I'll catch up before the new arc begins, so I'm getting there, guys. But I'm also watching Solo Leveling, Apothecary Diaries, I May Be a Girl Receptionist But Also Little Any Boss to Clock Out on Time, and Ameku MD Detective. So there's quite a few. They're my like favourite ones at the moment, but it has got me thinking about what else can we expect from 2025. Now, there's a lot of anime on the list of upcoming anime. A lot of them are coming in summer, so we're in for an awesome summer lineup. That one always seems to be the best one. I don't know if it's maybe just because it's my birthday month, July, but July always seems to get some of the best anime we see all year, and I kind of want to dive into that. There's plenty I've not started this season, however, so I'm aware of that, so I've got plenty on my plate to try and bite into. But there are some fire anime coming later this year. Some are not confirmed, but let's dive into what we can expect and what we're looking forward to for this season in 2025. There's so many anime to dive into, so smash that subscribe button, be sure to like the video so you get notified every single time a new one comes out. Let's dive in to what we can expect for anime in 2025. So the first one I've already kind of mentioned, so I'll fly past this one, and it's One Piece. One Piece is carrying on its Egghead arc. I think it's the 22nd season of the anime, so a huge amount of seasons for the anime. But I am so close to reaching Egghead. So I'm on episode 1035 at the moment, so I'm not far off at all. I seem to be flying through it. I think I've worked out that I need to watch about 4 to 6 episodes per day to catch up in time. And I think that does actually give me a little bit of a grace period as well, so I'm not continuously marathoning it and then it kind of starts. I think I've got a little bit of grace period, which is great. So, but the thing is with One Piece is I'm here for the ride, not to just marathon it just to say I've caught up. I am loving Wano so far. And I'm so close to seeing Gear 5 Luffy on the screen. So I'm so excited. I'm getting more hyped the more I talk about it. I'm a massive One Piece fan. If you've watched any of these videos before, you'll know that anyway. I'm a massive One Piece fan. And it's an awesome series. I will always recommend it till I die. I will recommend One Piece. But that returns in April, continuing on its season for Egghead. And I'm kind of glad they've taken the time to sit with it, kind of evaluate where they're going, what they're doing, how the animation's going, that kind of thing. I'm really happy that they do that. I think that shows a lot of promise. And One Piece is getting the most attention it's got for years, and especially with its 25th anniversary, and just all the milestones it keeps hitting, and the kind of awards it keeps getting, all that kind of thing, the recognition that it's getting. It's kind of great that they've took the time to kind of sit with it and kind of evaluate where One Piece is going. So super excited for that to return, even though I'm nowhere near caught up and I'm watching it basically every single day. But an awesome one to start off the lineup. But then we've got some new anime. So last week I did an episode all about Togonaki, which is a My Hero Academia meets Blue Exorcist meets Demon Slayer. So if you're like me, I am all over that kind of anime, and I'm so here for the kind of demon, blood prince, trains for battles, that kind of thing, that kind of vibe. I'm totally here for, and Togonaki is the kind of like the hot ticket for 2025. I think that anime will be the one where we see that one explode a little bit like we saw Dandadan and Kaiju number 8 explode. I think that one is going to be one of the hottest tickets for anime for 2025. So do go back, check out that video. I'll dive into it in much more depth, show you the characters, the trailer, all that good stuff. But that looks like an awesome anime. So that one is all about Shiki. And Shiki is a rebellious teenager who has been expelled from his school, but he's proud of it. And the only person Shiki really cares about is his foster dad. One day, a demon slayer comes in looking for Shiki, who, as it turns out, happens to have demon blood, which makes him an oni. And unbeknownst to Shiki, the foster dad is also a demon slayer and gives up his life to save Shiki. And this kind of causes Shiki to kind of lose control for a second and transform into his kind of like Oni form from all the rage. However, this catches the eye of a teacher that kind of takes Shiki and takes him to a demon school where, along with some other kids that are similar to Shiki, have that kind of like power or kind of bloodline, an Oni bloodline, Shiki will learn how to control his impulsive emotions and actions whilst at the same time fighting against his own demonic blood. It looks absolutely awesome. I dive into that one a lot more in last week's episode, so do go back and check that. But an awesome series. And the animation on this one looks absolutely fire as well. It looks... Oh, this one, I'm so hyped for this one. This one, we're going to see it in July. So we've not got an actual specific date, but we know it's coming in July. So super, super hyped for this one. The next one is actually the movie that is flying everywhere. Everyone knows about this movie, and I'm surprised you wouldn't know about this one. It's the Demon Slayer Infinity Castle trilogy, so the saga for that one. I believe this one's going to be split into three movies, so we'll get the first installment. And there's kind of been some rumours, if you officially kind of Google it, this one has TBA to be announced on the dates. However, a lot of sites have had it kind of listed up there now. And data miners and people just kind of, that kind of search for this stuff have found it actually listed to be coming in September of this year, which seems about right. That feels like the right kind of prime time to release a film. Oh my God, this one is this one is my most wanted film for 2025. I am sad a little bit because it means we're drawing to the close of Demon Slayer. That's the only thing. It's starting to get towards the end of that kind of storyline and the end of the anime. However, it looks, oh, that last episode in the last season where they kind of drop through to the Infinity Castle. Oh, that was absolute, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. It was so, so cool, so effective. And I cannot wait to see how they kind of take everything they do for a series and put that into a movie. Like, if their animation is like this for the series week by week, imagine what it's going to be like for their like final crowning glory, the Infinity Castle movie saga. That is going to be absolutely ridiculously strong. So I'm so hyped for this. I'd put money on the fact that it's going to come in September. I think that kind of feels kind of right. This one, we're going to see a lot of the battles between the Demon Slayers themselves, the Demon Slayer Core, and Michael Jackson. I forgot his actual name. The guy with the hat, Michael Jackson. So yeah. A huge battle's come in, and I am so hyped. I hope they're not going to make it too long between the movies. I feel like maybe 3 years, one a year, I feel kind of feels about right. I think that's the kind of flow we're going to go for. But, oh, I am so hyped for this to start. I don't want it to come too soon because it means the start of the end. But I am so here for the castle arc. Let's bring it. Let's go. Are you looking to bring the taste of Japan to your doorstep? Then take a look at Boksu, the ultimate Japanese snack box. Every month, Boksu delivers an amazing selection of authentic Japanese sweets, snacks and treats handpicked just for you right to your door. From crunchy and sweet treats that tell more of an exciting story, capturing the unique flavours of Japan, perfect for discovering something new or sharing with your friends, having a movie night or watching your favourite anime. With Boksu, every snack box includes the snacks but also a booklet to tell you all about the culture, the theme for that month and more about the snacks themselves, including nutrition info, the background and how they're made and who they're made by. Are you ready to snack your way through Japan? Sign up today for your first box, A Taste of Japan, at boksu.com and use the link down below to shop your first box and let them know that Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, sent you over. Head over to the link down below in the YouTube video or the podcast description to let them know that Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, sent you over and enjoy A Taste of Japan every single month with Boksu. Experience Japan through snacks with Boksu. The next one is actually one that was my favourite from the last season, and I can't believe we've already got it confirmed for summer this year, and that is Dandadan. So Dandadan was the most hyped anime from the previous season, and honestly, I got it. I get the hype. It is one of the strongest anime we've watched for a long time. It's so funny. It is visually awesome. It's different. It's cheeky. It's a little bit rude. It's everything you kind of want in an anime, all packaged into one, and not to mention that awesome OP. The opening like credits was so strong. I never skipped that. That is one of those you should never ever skip, that opening. Dandadan is coming back in July for season two, so we've already got it confirmed, but I am so hyped. I cannot wait for this to kind of really come through. So season two for Dandadan, kind of season one left us on that cliffhanger where they're in the house and Okarun and I think it's Gigi end up knocking through that wall and seeing that kind of a space, that blocked off like ritual space or like trap space, and that looks so spooky. That gave me a little bit of Jujutsu Kaisen vibes. And then we've also got the guys in the hot spring with, I forgot her name, the girl, you know, it's her, and she's kind of getting ready to battle them. So there's that cliffhanger that's left us on. So I'm super, super excited to see what that's going to come out like, what is going to go on. There's so much to unpack with that, and I'm so excited to see the continuation. Now, guys, I haven't read the manga, so bear with me, but I think with the look of it, it looks like the anime will deliver the arc where we see the spirit that threatens Gigi called the Evil Eye kind of come into play, and we see that a little bit with how Gigi kind of reacts where he gets taken over and it looks super freaky, the kind of creature that's kind of above him or around him. It looks super, super cool, and I am so excited to this return. Cannot wait for this one to return. I think this one is one of my absolute top anime to come this season. So as part of my bucket list, which you can kind of see in the background if you're watching this on YouTube, the poster behind me is kind of a collection of 100 anime that I'm trying to watch. It was within a year, but as you can see, I blissfully failed at that. So now it's just an overall challenge. And one of those anime was One Punch Man. And One Punch Man very quickly became one of my favorite anime. And I cannot tell you how excited I am to see the release of season 3 coming this year. Now, it's not got an actual release month, but it is coming in 2025. That is confirmed. So I think we're going to see a July, August, September kind of release for this. It's so comical. It's fun. It pokes fun at its own self. And that's what I kind of love about this anime. It was so fun to dive into this kind of world with Saitama and just kind of enjoy his day and enjoy his overpoweredness. Have those normal life struggles as well as being this like overpowered superhero. And I cannot wait to see this return. Season 3 looks to continue the Monster Association arc, which sees the Monster Association arrive at the Hero Association, so many associations, with a message about wanting monsters and heroes to coexist. Now, I've not read the manga, so it's all new to me. So I am so hyped for this one to return. It's been quite a while since Season 2 came out, and I joined the party late anyway. So it's not been too long for me, but I know it's been quite a while since season 2 came out for the return of season 3. But an awesome anime. It's all about Saitama, which is basically a guy that can one punch anything and just end it. And he's super normal, bold. And he has, is it Gyros? His psychic. He's super cool. He's like the super strong, overpowered, but looks up to Saitama. Kind of like becomes his protege, I guess. But awesome anime. It's so, so fun. I watched this one and I ended up kind of marathoning it. I kind of binged it straight off the bat because I could not stop watching it, a little bit like Mob Psycho. So I have such high hopes for season 3. I feel like it's going to be around 24 episodes. It's kind of like a traditional kind of anime season, not towards kind of like a shorter end like they are nowadays. So I'm hoping for a 24 run to try and really get it back in a really good chunk. I want it to be in July so I can have like a month of Togenaki, Dandadan, One Punch Man. I can have it all in one chunk, but that is asking for a lot, so I understand that. One Punch Man season 3 is coming, guys. So again, one of the most hyped anime recently was Kaiju Number 8. And again, much like all the other hyped anime, I love this one as well. This was an awesome one. And one that I think it didn't become one of my absolute favourites, I have to be honest. But it was one that I came back week by week to watch. And I will be watching season 2. So season 2 will continue on from the cliffhanger where Kafka is arrested after it's discovered that it can transform into the Kaiju. And we saw that battle in the like arena kind of thing. Kafka is held in military prison, awaiting a private audience with the higher-ups, including Shinomiya, the Director General of the Defense Force. Their tense discussion reveals some shared ideas, despite Kafka's ability to become a monster. So I'm super, super excited for this one to come out. On that Kaiju front as well, I've not actually heard anything more about the game that's in production. So this one is stated that Kaiju No. 8 Season 2 will come out in July. I'm wondering if the game will come out around July, September kind of time, because that feels like the same kind of window. I'm sure they ride the hype of the season return. So I've not really heard anything anything else on that, but honestly, that game looks so good, so I really hope that project hasn't ended, because I did a video on that as well, so do check that one out. I really hope that hasn't flopped already. I hope that wasn't a flash in the pan, but was it too good to be true? Who knows? But season two, we do have to look forward to, and that will come in July 2025, so again, another birthday month one for me, but this one I'm so excited to come back to. Again, this one had that comedy element. I think when we see the comedy and the shonen and the kind of action paired together, you get such a good anime formula, and I can't wait for this one to return. I think last time it was only around 12 episodes long, so it wasn't super long, the anime, so I feel like we'll see something around that kind of length for season two, something similar. And I feel like now that they know how popular Kaiju number eight season one was, I feel like they're gonna really go with that and put more budget behind season two, so I cannot wait to see what comes out for season two. So quickly then, just some other ones, a little bit more of a mention. Chainsaw Man movie is coming, which is a Rize. Cannot wait. I'm in two minds with this. I really want a season two, and I have no idea why we've still had no update on season two, or even a key visual, whether they're doing it, whether it's coming. I believe when I've looked into this in the past, I think they've said that Chainsaw Man was a success, but wasn't as successful as what they hoped. They wanted more from it, and I think that's why they put it on a back burner, if I'm honest. But it's so cool. Like, it is one of the coolest anime. I think it was so cinematic, and that kind of like wasn't right for some people, but it definitely was for me, and I really need a season two. This movie again looks great, it sounds great, and I can't wait for that to come out either, but we haven't got a date for that either. We've not even got a month. That one still says to be announced, so who knows, that could be a September one. But would it really want to compete with Demon Slayer as well? I feel like Demon Slayer will quickly win that battle. So maybe they'll come up with more like a summer release. Who knows? I don't know how much longer they'll run the Chainsaw Man franchise out for just a series one before people just lose interest completely. I don't want this one to be like a 3-4 year wait between seasons, because I feel like it'll just flop and people won't care anymore. But either way, I will watch the movie whenever it comes out. Whenever we get that, whenever we get season two, I will always back Chainsaw Man, because I cannot look into this little pop face and not watch it and not back it. You know, that is one of the coolest pops, and they make really cool merch for it. So why haven't we got a season two? But we need it. Chainsaw Man movie, the Rize movie is coming. We don't know when, but it is coming. So more information on that one when I find out. And then also there is My Hero Academia season 8 as well coming. My Hero Academia is one of those ones I think I watched right until the end of season 6. And I did not pick up season 7. And I don't really know why. I was really invested in it. And watching 6 seasons of a show, you really should carry it on. And I have not, for whatever reason. So I do need to pick this one back up. I have no idea where this story is. And I don't really want to read it in case I see spoilers, in case I do pick it back up. So if you're a My Hero Academia fan, season 8 is coming. It's not announced when. So I'm assuming July, if I'm honest. I'm assuming spring, July, summer kind of vibe for My Hero Academia. So do keep an eye out if you're a big fan of that one. I just don't want spoilers, that's all. So there are plenty more anime coming out other than these, but these are my favourite ones, and these are the ones I am totally hyped for 2025. And there's some big anime. In fact, all the anime on that list is big anime. Some brand new, some are your kind of like your key, or ones that I need to pick up. Ones I need to pick back up if I'm going to carry it on. But some amazing series coming this year, and we're still only in January, so a lot more anime can be announced right up until it's kind of released. So I'm super excited. We've got a lot coming for summer, so I'm excited to see what's going to come for the winter arcs and the autumn arcs. I'm excited to kind of see how that's kind of grow and what new anime am I going to discover. Right now I'm loving the two new anime that I'm watching, which is the I May Be a Club Receptionist and the Ameku MD Detective. Those are two new ones for this season that I've been watching and kind of diving into. So if there are more ones like that in the coming year, then I'm going to be one happy guy. Thank you for joining me on this episode. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for taking the time to chill with me and watch an anime video. Thank you so much. Be sure to follow, subscribe, all that good stuff. Make sure you don't miss new weekly episodes, much like this one, filled with anime merch, anime news, anime recommendations, much like this video. Thank you so much. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you so much as a small channel. Be sure to share the video as well if you've got some anime friends that think you would love to watch this guy talk about anime for 20 minutes. That'd be great as well. Find me on social media for new daily content as well. It's not just the videos, pictures of pops, that kind of thing. So do check me out on there as well. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week. Enjoy whatever anime you'll be watching, whether it's something from this list, whether it's something from your own watch list. Be sure to let me know what you're watching. I love knowing what you guys are watching as well, because it helps me build my list. You know, I don't want to be watching the same stuff over and over again. Apart from One Piece, I'll always watch One Piece. But thank you so much for watching, guys. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd hop in here real quick to tell you all about Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll is the world's largest anime streaming platform with literally thousands of anime for you to explore, including new series such as Demon Slayer, newest One Piece, and more Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man, all that good stuff, alongside iconic shows such as Hunter x Hunter, Naruto, Naruto Shippuden, and a whole host more. Alongside some ones you've never even heard of, but you'll love diving into their worlds and their stories. Fans of the Chibi and Chill anime podcast can take advantage of a 7-day free trial, so you can dive into as much anime as you'd like without having to properly finish sign up and pay. Get a 7-day free trial of Crunchyroll down below using the links in my video descriptions and dive into a world of thousands of anime waiting for you to explore.